Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today, where we have yet another exciting topic for you. Our topic for today, 3 steps to closing the entrepreneurship gap. 3 steps to closing the entrepreneurship gap. Well, I'm going to teach you 3 steps that you can do to close the gap in your entrepreneurship endeavors. So whatever your business is, whatever your product and services are, whatever your goals and ideas are, first I'm going to tell you how to determine if you have a gap at all. And then I'm going to give you the 3 steps to help you close the gap. So we're going to get underway, as we say in our military life. We're going to get underway in just a moment. But first and foremost, let me thank each and every one of you who tune into the show, all those who have been faithful to the All About Entrepreneurs show and other shows that we've done right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it is one of our joys to be here on the air with you. So we're reaching people all over the world, and we're excited about it. We also want to congratulate all the new entrepreneurs, all of those who have decided to start their own business. Even if you still work for someone else, you can still start your own business. Now, you do have to check with your employer, because some employers do frown upon you having outside interests. Yes, that's right. It's a big to-do for some employers. So you do have to check, because some employers do frown upon that. So be very, very careful when you are deciding to go into business for yourself, but yet you still work for someone else. Okay? And so you want to get clarification, you want to get approval from your employer up front if you are planning to start a business while you're still working. Even if your business is unattached to the industry that you're in, well, first of all, you wouldn't start a competitive business. They certainly would not approve that. But if your business is non-threatening, non-competitive, you're not in the same industry or the same field, you're not going to be taking from their customers, you probably will get a more favorable response. But it is something that you do have to do. So, you know, that's just how it is. They have every right to, they've hired you, and They don't want you to basically, you know, take their customers, so to speak, for the lack of a, I don't have a better way to say that. They don't want you to, they don't want the threat that you are taking from what they've already built up. It would be one thing if you built the customer base, but even if you did, you built it for that company, and so you just want to make sure. But for all of the new entrepreneurs out there, those of you who have been forced into it, because that can happen. You can get forced into entrepreneurship. I mean, and especially in this economy today, a lot of people would love to go work for someone else and get that quote-unquote quote-unquote security, which we know is not a reality, but it's security for the most part. And there are a lot of people who would love to work for someone else, but they can't because no one will hire them. No one's hiring right now. And, so my thing is hire yourself. And especially, I could see if you're 25, you know, 20, 25, those kinds of things. Okay, that's possibly you would still be out there pounding the pavement. Okay, that would be great, and that would be wonderful. But beyond that, really, you should be looking to hire yourself. You know, if you in your 40s, you know, not saying that they will discriminate against you, but there is that possibility of age discrimination. And especially if you're in your 50s and you were working somewhere, you got laid off or the economy turned down and you were switching jobs and you got caught out there, like some of us. You got caught in the job switch and now you're unemployed. Well, you have to think about starting your own business. Now, as an entrepreneur, it can be fun and exciting. There are many people who never, ever had a desire to work for anyone, whether they went to college or not. Ever since they were a little child, they had a desire to be their own boss, be their own manager, be their own CEO, and they always wanted to start a business. Some started small, whether they had a lemonade stand, whether they sold, you know, ice balls or, you know, candy apples. They sold something, or if they sold jewelry, or they got involved. Some people at a very young age get involved in network marketing. And then they're taught and trained that they're entrepreneurs, and this is how they can live based on their own efforts and the efforts of their team, which is really what a company is. The CEO builds a team of people to help promote their business. It's the same concept, just used in a different structure. So a multi-level marketing company, you just do more of the work on your own and get paid, structurally paid differently. But at the top, it's the same. So we already discovered and talked about how you will work for yourself or you will work for someone else. Those are your two choices. Now, as an entrepreneur, it does give you a lot more flexibility and freedom. So today I want to talk about three steps to closing the entrepreneurship gap. Now, what is the entrepreneurship gap? I'm using that entrepreneurship gap as your difference in what you want to do as an entrepreneur and where you are right now. Okay? That would be a gap where you want to go and where you are presents a gap, right? It's just like in your goals and dreams and anywhere else. Where you are and where you want to be, okay, are two different things, and what's in between there is what we call a gap. So the entrepreneurship gap is when you want to be this particular type of entrepreneur, or you want these things to be happening for you as an entrepreneur. For instance, how is your marketing? How's your branding? How are your sales? How's your customer service? How's your training? How's your relationships? How's your own life? You know, and you don't want to be so involved in your business that you lose your own personality, or that you lose your own happiness, or that you lose your own life. You didn't go into business to give up your life. So you look at how are all those things working for you? You know, your marketing, your branding, your sales, your finances, your relationships. You know, how's that all working? Your team, your leadership, how's all that working for you? Now, for some people, there is a difference between where they see themselves in all those areas and where they are. And that's where you'll call. That's where I will come in to help you as a trainer, performance improvement coach, and specialist. That's where I come in to help you kind of flush that out. And so the three steps to closing this gap is what I will come in to help you do. The first step is to, you know, to get all of your baseline data to see exactly where you are right now. And then the second step will be to, after you look at the first step is to say, what is the goal? What is this? What do you want to do? What do you perceive that the end should look like? And then that's the first step, was to see where you are and what you look like. And then the second step is to gather, you know, all the baseline data. Once we gather all that data, then we can begin to look at what it would take for you to achieve the place where you want to go. So that's what, you know, in order to close this gap, then you would bring in some performance specialists to help you do that. And what I'm saying is that would be my company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, and that's what we would do for you. We would sit down with you and come up with a strategic plan to help you close that gap. But those are the three steps to closing the entrepreneurship gap. So I'll be doing more workshops and training on this around the country, and to all the small business at the small business workshops that'll be coming up. I know they have a few here in New Jersey. They have some in Maryland, New York. And this is what I will be doing my workshop on, three steps to closing the entrepreneurship gap, how you can close your entrepreneurship gap. So I'll be teaching attendees, you know, what the gap is and the steps that it will take to close it. And if they so choose to work with Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is my company, or they can work with someone else. But we're going to be helping people close that entrepreneurship gap. And remember now, what you do is you look at all the areas, right? Your branding, your marketing, your finance, your relationships, your team. You look at your sales. You look at your customers. You look at your products, your services, right? And then you look at where you want to be in all of those areas. And then you look at where you are. You got those two things. That's the first step. The second step is to gather all your baseline data, gather all your baseline information, and then we look at what can we implement. And that's some of the tools that we use to implement our tools that we have on hand that we use to close that gap for you. And so you walk away pretty much with a workable plan, a workable system to produce the outcomes for you to close your gap. So we're excited about that. We hope you're excited about it. And it's what we do. It's what we do right here. And so that's how we're going to help the entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurship just never got more fun than this. It's so much fun. But that's what we, well, we also coach individuals as well. So individuals that need coaching, we can help them as well. And you can even have a sort of the same similar situation in your own personal life or any other area of life. You have a place where you see where you want to be, you look at where you are, and then you work to close that difference. And that's what we call a gap. And you got to get the baseline data, same thing. You got to use some tools to get the gap closed, got to know some strategies. So that's how it's going to be rolling out for the remainder of this year. So if you know anyone that's in need of a business coach, I guess that's what you could call it, business coach, you could call it that. We call ourselves performance improvement specialists, so you can call it whatever you want, really, but the goal is to help you close your gap. So there's three steps to closing the entrepreneurship gap. And the gap is when you have a desired place where you see where you want to be, but it is different from where you actually are. And it could be in any of those areas, your marketing, your branding, your sales, your customers, your leadership. It could be in your team, in your customers. It could be in your facility. It could be in your location. The gap could be in all those areas you look at, you know, where you want to be. And then you make sure everything is in alignment. And then we look at where you are. Then we, you know, gather all the baseline data. And from there, we begin to implement different strategies, different tools, different tactics that we have in our performance management toolkit. We have an array of tools that we then bring out that we can help you with. So some people, the gap may exist for all kinds of reasons. I mean, the gap may exist because you don't have a vision. The gap could exist because you don't have a real solid plan. The gap could exist because you don't have the proper marketing. But we don't know yet. It's just like a doctor. You have symptoms that you don't know what's wrong with you until you go to the specialist. So the same way, you could have all these things going on. Low sales, lack of customers. You could have a poor brand. And it could be so many different things. All you know is sales are not coming in, but you're not sure why. You're not exactly sure what's causing it. And that's where the performance the performance analysis is conducted. To put a hand on it. You may have a good brand. It just may be your marketing. You may have good marketing and good brand. It could be the sales. You could have good marketing, good brand, good sales, and still not be where you want to be. Still not closing the gap. It could be your team. It could be your processes. It could be your structure. I know a lot of times when things don't add up, it could simply be the structure. So closing the entrepreneurship gap is one of the things that problems or solutions that we have for you, or one of the problems we can help people solve. That's what we can do for people. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about you just being an entrepreneur. I tell you right now, this is a big, I can say it's a lot of people going into business for themselves simply because they cannot find a job. And even though, here's the thing, I get emails, I'm sure just as much as the next person, about jobs. They email me this job, that job. But when I read the job descriptions, when I look at the job titles, I'm saying to myself, No, you know, some of these jobs, it's like, okay, where do they come up with this stuff? And, you know, come on, are you serious? Do you really want all of this for $30,000? Are you crazy? This is what I'm saying to myself. Are you crazy that, you know, some of these job descriptions I look at, they send to you. I'm like, okay, I have an MBA, I'm working on a PhD, and you're sending me this for, you know, a $20,000-$30,000 a year job? Are you crazy? But no, I'd rather be in business for myself and make $30,000 a year. Come on. At least I have the flexibility. All right, at least I will get to order my day, structure my day. So I don't get it. I don't get it with some of these companies, really. They just want to, yeah, okay, so you get rich while I stay poor. I don't think so. No, I'd rather go and listen to all the webinars and seminars and conferences on how to be a successful business owner than to work for someone for basically nothing, and yet instill the job. But then if you look at the job descriptions, they're very intense. It's like, okay, and you expect me to do all that? Well, that's why, you know, they really are looking for some young people, because anybody that's mature enough, that has enough background, is going to look at that and say, I don't think so. Okay, but somebody 25, fresh out of college, you know, somebody in their 30s, sure, that's beautiful. Or somebody, you know, that, okay, you work somewhere all your life and you retired, but you just want a few extra dollars. Sure. But other than that, for people that are talented, innovative, creative, high energy, you know, high performers, you know, you actually, you're on the cutting edge, you know, you're a leader, you really might want to just try your hand at entrepreneurship for those kind of dollars. Now, I could see if they were talking $150,000 a year, you know, if they're talking six figures, come on. Yeah, it'd be worth it. But again, the job descriptions don't match up to what they're requiring of you, of that position, rather, I should say. And so they got all these jobs out there. I don't know where they come from with those things. I know of other companies where now they can only hire someone if, you know, three or four people leave. Okay, so now you're telling me that you're hiring me to do the job of two or three people. Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, I don't know where they come up with these ideas. I really don't know who is sitting at their board tables, but it's just not going to fly. So I'm going to continue to talk about being an entrepreneur. I'm so glad we have the show all about entrepreneurs, and I'm out there, you know, gathering information, gathering research, for instance, to come and share with you about how you can be successful at being an entrepreneur. I know there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there, so we definitely want to tap into them and really try to help them. And so we talk about your marketing strategy, your branding, how do you brand yourself, where to get customers, and, you know, how to convert those customers into sales, and then how to keep those customers. Talk about social media, talk about how to monetize your business, whatever you're doing, your products and services, and really, you know, get a nice tight budget. We're now doing some partnering with various people who have the expertise in the area of budgeting and managing your finances. I do have investments. That's important to you. You know, I have a person who's going to come on, and he'll probably come on probably one day next week to talk about some ways to invest your money so that you can have something for the future. All right, so you don't want to blow everything. You will still want to have something for the future, whether you have a home, whether you have a mortgage, whether you have, you know, you have your business. I mean, if you have a house, if you own a home and you have your mortgage, then, you know, you have some leverage there. You want to make sure that, you know, you're in the right kind of loan, you have the right you know, structure for your finances. I mean, a lot of being, you know, wealthy and rich is about what you do with the finances, how they are structured. And then you can maintain it by doing other things. So we're going to have somebody from the real estate industry come on and talk about, you know, real estate and why it's important to purchase property. We're going to have somebody come on from the insurance industry who will talk about, you know, the various annuities and different insurance policies and packages that you can purchase while you're well. That's the best time to do it, while everything is going great with you. You don't want to wait, and I know so many people, wow, it is so sad to hear about the people who unfortunately tried to get their insurance policies too late, and they would not approve them. And when it came time for a tragedy, they just didn't have the money, and it's a very, very sad situation. You just don't want to be in that situation. So it's best to go on and sacrifice that $100 a month or whatever it is for that premium and go on and pay and get your insurance now while things are going great with you. That's the best time to do it. Have it in place. So we'll have somebody come on to talk about those kinds of things. And also, that's also building, you know, your financial portfolio as well, because that is your future, especially if you have a spouse or if you have children. You know, you want to be able to make sure that, you know, you left a good inheritance to your children, that you left a good legacy for your children. And that's important. So those are kind of things that we're going to come on and talk to you about here on All About Entrepreneurship and All About Entrepreneurs. And we also do have a couple of pages on Facebook, so please, you know, feel free to contact us there. I know we're almost out of time, believe it or not. This half hour goes so fast. And remember, every Tuesday we have Professor Terry Benjamin, but we have other people also lined up. They're calling, they're inboxing me on Facebook. I just have to get a date, get them scheduled. So I'm considering, we'll see how soon it happens, but I'm really considering hiring an intern or somebody to really manage the radio shows, because now I'm involved in 3 radio shows. So I really need someone to kind of manage putting together the guests and the flyers, the notices. So look for some changes there. I mean, as entrepreneurs, we have to get used to hiring people and passing off assignments to them if we want our business to grow. Some of you know that as an author, I already have somebody working, also promoting the Release Your Power books and products, so we're excited about that. That just happened not too long ago, so we're very excited about that. So please let us know what it is that you are working on and how we can
stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release www.your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.